to use on the planet. The group in Australia that works on it is CSIRO, Division of Atmospheric Research, so they're the major players in terms of global climate modelling. And these are some results from their models. Now, the these things here are the emission scenarios that were being provided with. These are standard emission scenarios here. And these are what's going to happen as we change, for instance, to 450 ppm, 550 ppm. The amount of climate change... Yep, there's carbon dioxide down here. Remember, we looked at the relative warming potentials of the gases, and we saw that CO2 was going to be the major player simply because of the quantities, even though in terms of a mole per mole basis, it was nowhere near as bad as some of the other gases out there. So the amount of climate change then is being fed through several different models, and the different models then give you quite large error bars and quite different ideas of where the climate will be. So when people are asking where the climate will go, they need to run through all of these different suites of models, and you can see inside here at the moment, that one there, that's the Hadley GCM. Here's our old CSIRO model here. And in this case then, you can see that some of these things have everything looking in terms of a rainfall range is pretty good. Other ones down here, everything's looking pretty bad. So all of these are very sophisticated models that people have spent years developing, and yet they can give it a very large range in the potential results. So you've got to be aware of that when you are analysing what the climate modellers are up to.